Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Hey, what's going on, people? It's Dave Temple, your favorite intellectual scumbag here, and I realize we haven't done enough Black Air Force One stories on this show. Yeah. I love you people. I love the energy. I love everything about you guys. So what I'm doing, what we're doing here, no need for apologies, is I want to hear more from you guys. I want you to email your Black Air Force One stories to no need for apologies podcast at gmail.com. That's no need for apologies podcast at gmail.com. And the person who picks what we choose to be the best Black Air Force One story, we're going to send you a new pair of Black Air Force Ones. So include your mailing address and your shoe size. We'll read the stories on the air. And when we choose to be the best, we'll send you a pair of Black Air Force Ones in the mail.
And I'm paying for them shits. So, yeah. Well, actually, the show's paying for it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
That was some Black Air Force One energy shit right there. Hey! Hey! Acknowledge me. I'm here.
Black Air Force Forum. Black Air Force Forum.
Let's get into the show, people. What do you think? Do you think he got to get Keisha to do some wild shit to talk like that?
She come on, man. Absolutely. She was riding with this nigga. His dick has been in her mouth plenty.
Oh, man. Yo, what's going on? Welcome to another splendiferous.
Splend-goddamn-diferous.
Episode of No Need for Apologies. I'm the God.
I'm the great boy. Got my goddamn shades back.
Yeah, man. Welcome back.
Yep.
We did a few episodes without you, man.
Yeah, man. I was taking care of my mother, being a seed.
Yeah.
Being a true son.
Yeah.
Because when it comes down to it, I do love my folks. I honor my mother and father.
It pisses me off.
Yeah, I kind of honor my mother
me
and father.
Off that you and your mom love each other so much.
I had to take care of my mom. She got a hip replacement. I got to be here for
what the fuck my mom is doing right now.
That's so funny.
She be all right.
You be all right, mom. Go ahead.
Yeah, man. We were saying, like, it was crazy because that is... Since you've been Emmy nominated, that is probably the only most notable like lateness or absenteeism that you've had. It was like every other one is just like, yeah, I ain't give a fuck. But this one was like, fuck.
He got
a good excuse.
Yeah, I gotta go. I was like, shit, because I missed two. And I felt bad. Two was here. And I was like, that's why I had to call in.
Yeah,
I had to call in and be half-assed there.
Well, make it now a way to make it feel bad for everybody who's ever here and you don't call in. Yeah, if you on the show and Derek don't call in, he'll fuck with you. Yeah.
Derek's willing to figure out technology for the right people.
I figured out technology for two. Two told me how to write a joke. I'm like, we got him to the show. I'm like, yeah, I got to call in.
Yeah, man.
I was like, mom, sit still for an hour. Just don't do shit. Don't move your leg.
I got to talk to somebody.
Don't be hungry. Don't have to go to the bathroom for an hour. And then I'll be right back from being a nurse to be going back to being a nurse. I got to be a comedian real fast.
Yo, speaking of that, do you kind of respect male nurses now a little bit more? Like, remember back in the day, we used to see dudes go in that nursing program, all tattooed up, walking, yeah, I'm an orderly in the hospital. You'd be like, man, shut your bitch ass up.
If you're changing bedpans and really trying to take care of somebody, yeah, man.
Motherfuckers
and somebody you don't know.
Exactly. Motherfuckers you don't know and don't care about.
And
you know what I mean?
Yeah, you sit your ass up, let me wipe your ass. And you be like, somebody you don't know. Let me wipe your ass. Let me turn you over.
Yeah.
Let me treat your bed sore. What?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Somebody you don't know.
I was going to say, I think we all make fun of male nurses, but silently respect the hustle.
Yeah.
Like you see the paycheck.
I respect them more than a male flight attendant. I'm shutting up.
But I was actually just thinking about how much respect you got to have for the male flight attendant, too, man, because that's a terrible job, man. The flight attendant is a terrible job.
I don't think it's that bad.
You don't think so?
No, I don't think.
Yo, all they do is collect trash, huh? They just walk up and down the aisle.
They drinks. Down
huh?
The
easiest thing.
They give out
serve drinks.
And then they got to just walk all day look for cups.
You got to deal with some real pieces of shit on a flight.
Yeah, it's nothing but pieces of shit.
All pieces of shit, if it ain't first class.
Yeah, people who can't stay where they are.
Pieces of shit don't be in first class.
Whoa, wait a minute. I've only flown first class once, and it was an accidental bump up. But.
Yeah. I did it by mistake, but what are you saying? Yeah. No, it was a happy accident.
I don't think the people up there in the front are good people, man.
They might not be, but they paid enough and were comfortable enough that we all find ourselves pretty cool.
That's how you rate
good
people there.
Morally. They're good
we're
people
all drinking
public.
Mimosas and orange juice. I don't give a fuck. Everybody, I've never had a problem in first class. Like, I go, my
yeah,
God.
Yeah, you've never had a problem, but you've also made open micers cry before getting into your Uber to go to a first class flight.
What you talking
you
about?
Son of a bitch. Now, I just feel like that's what you do. Like, you tease open micers to the point they're home crying, and you, I'm drinking mimosas up front. Yeah, I'm a good person.
Absolutely. They'll get it. Just stick with it. Get to, just pay your dues. And figure out what you got to do, and you'll be first class.
There's definitely some young open micers with like late night thoughts of like, I don't know who that guy is, but I'm rethinking everything.
Mm.
No, here's the thing, and I don't even want that. I want all these open micers out to go, yo, fuck this nigga, man. Mm. I'ma get nice, okay?
Okay.
Then get nice. Okay. I want everybody to be like, yo, fuck that nigga.
You're doing
there.
Like what's his name? EJ Fletcher, CT Fletcher.
Hey.
You see, pull up some CT Fletcher clips where he's always like
he
lifting his muscles and yelling,
Grow,
son of a bitch.
I command you to grow.
Like, he is the opposite of motivation.
Yeah.
But, like, I guess some people need it that way.
I want y'all to get well. If you in this game, I want you to keep comedy pure.
Mm.
And it may not happen, but for the motherfuckers that get mad at me for teasing them or not letting them go up there. That's right.
But talk shit. I can do that.
That's Derek.
What you gonna do, motherfucker?
Fucker?
You a fucking
liar. What a
pleasant.
That's Derek.
CT!
That's Derek, yeah. You come down to Black Ass, what you gonna do, motherfucker? You gonna get on stage and talk some shit?
But
you ain't gonna.
But here go the thing. Capone did me that way.
Oh.
Talent did me that way.
Oh.
JP Justice did me that way. Mm. Fucking Spike out West did me that way. All that, who the fuck is... Nigga, curly-haired ass nigga, what you think you got?
Mm.
I got to go up there and show you.
There you go.
And I bombed a couple times,
mm-hmm.
but and came back around and then showed him again. I remember when I got my respect from Capone, I went to before 40th and 8th Avenue, 45th and 8th, 42nd and 8th, 42nd and 8th. Before that comedy club turned into Times Square Arts Center, it was called the New York Laugh Factory, right? It was the Laugh Factory, but mm-hmm. from New York. And Wendy Williams used to do a Wednesday night. It was the crazy, it's kind of like Black Ass, but bigger,
yeah.
right? So Wendy Williams used to host the Wednesday night, and Capone used to host drug dealers, hustlers, bad bitches, fucking Wendy Williams fans, just chicks from the neighborhood, guys from the neighborhood. The Bronx was in the building. Brooklyn was in the building. Harlem was in the building.
It's a big building.
It's a big building. And line out the door all the time. Capone used to host. It was the most raucous room. It was the hardest one to crack.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sort of kind of what we do now,
right?
And I saw a nigga go up there and bomb. I walked up to Capone and was like, yo, Capone, just give me 5. I could do better than that nigga, right? I was like, Capone, give me 5 minutes. I guarantee I could do better than that nigga. Got up there, didn't do better than that nigga. Bomb, right? So I ain't seen Capone for a while unless I was up in Harlem practicing at Mocha's, practicing. And then I remember the day he gave me my respect. Open for him at the Stress Factory on Talent's portion of the Thursday night
mm-hmm.
and smashed. Yeah. I was like, he came up to me. He was like, damn, you're going to have to make me. Capone said this. All right, little nigga. All right, I guess I got to go up and flex a little bit. I was mm-hmm. like, oh, I got to make you flex. Oh, the gangster comedy. I got to make you flex.
That's the closest. Mm. That's the closest that black people are going to say to good job.
He's gonna make me. Motherfucker. I was doing well.
Shit is, though, because it's funny that you say that, even, and I have that also, where we want to more so have the respect and the approval of older black comics.
Hey.
Are there any white comics that you want them to be like,
Well, Gary Goldman gave me my flowers one night. I was shocked by that. It was like a finding forest.
But you don't look for it from them.
No, never. But huh. I thought, because I don't really think they're paying attention because. I don't speak their language or my joke.
Like
my joke writing ain't
different
like
different world.
Yeah,
okay.
So I never really gave a fuck because I'm like, I know I don't sound like the white guys and I don't have the word economy like Bobby Kelly, like you know all them guys. But Gary Goldman told me one night he was like, "You're really funny," threw me off. He was like, "But you need to write more," and I was like, "All right, I'll take that.
Mm-hmm.
I just try to be like you." He was like, "Cut the shit." just right, like a maniac. And he walked out.
Yeah.
Like, dude, I'll take that.
That's what Ture said when he was on the show, when he talked about, like, you know, being around Chris Rock. And Chris Rock would show up with five of the
back of the notebook shits.
So yeah, I was that he had gone through all of the pages and then wrote down what he felt worked on the thing there. You know what I mean?
And yeah, five
like,
of them.
Oh, that's why he does, like, yeah, yeah, I write, but I don't write like that.
And you it's like, mean? How the fuck do you write like that? I got to force myself. I would have to force myself to sit down to try to come up with concepts and keep watching the news. But it's eventually it's going to get to that.
Yeah, yeah. Have you started now, like, with your process? Like, now
absolutely.
Having a job and having, like, a job that you have to, like, designate a few hours a day to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Could you keep that discipline to be like, okay, when this job assignment is over, that same three-hour block, you just sit in the same spot and do what you would have been doing, but
I could probably
instead
get
of
to
for
that.
Her, do it for you.
I could probably get to that. If I stay in a relationship, I could definitely probably get to that.
What's the relationship got to do with
because
it?
Because my girl keeps me focused.
Huh.
Because I know if I was single and I was sitting down doing 3 hours and some girl texts me, what you doing? I'm out. I'm like, it looks like I got to go fuck real fast.
Jesus Christ, you don't turn off your notifications?
No, I just, the phone is somewhere.
You
but
know
if
what's
I'm
crazy?
Single, I'm always like,
I always wonder why at low skill jobs they would take our phones.
Yeah.
Like I used to work at the airport. I used to work at the airport, UPS,
okay.
On it, loading planes up.
All right.
Most of the time, we were just under the plane, just sitting there waiting for the next flight to come in. You know what I mean? You do like 3-4 planes an hour, and it's like, but you can't have your phone. Why not? And it's because we're never going to stop looking at them.
Yeah.
We won't, even if you gave us the phones and we're like, yo, I just need you to cut your phone off for 45 minutes to do this plane, and then you could bullshit for the next 2 hours. Niggas will still be on their phone. Like, yo, wait, I just got a notification. I got an email. I got to check.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you don't silence your shit when you got to lock in. Like, if you're working now.
Oh, when I had to do Amy Schumer?
Yeah.
She said no phones. I was like, all right, threw it on the mattress. I was like, yo,
pay okay.
Yeah.
So there's a number for you?
Yeah. There's a bag. There was a bag included. There was
a
bag.
Is there a number? Like, okay.
Big surprise. Derek's motivated by money.
Right. But that's what I'm saying. Like, is there a number for you that's a threshold where it's like, well, you ain't paying me enough to not look at my phone? That's the kind of celebrity you realize you're becoming. You know what I mean? When you're like, you're not paying me enough to look away from Instagram right now.
Well, shit. I guess I'll start at this number. I will not look at my phone for 18 grand. You got to pay me 18 grand or more for me to turn my whole phone off? My mama just got surgery, nigga. I'm at least waiting for something. Could get a titty pic. 18 grand, I won't look.
18 grand. Anything less than that, I'm still entertaining
the
side
chicks. The phone is on.
I'm in my DMs.
I'm in my DMs.
That's like, yo, did you see that video of Nelly when he was like doing an interview with Kevin Hart and he's fucking around on Instagram and because he's half-ass paying attention, he accidentally uploaded a sex tape to his IG stories?
That nigga's dumb.
Right, but it's like, you're on TV promoting, you're doing press right now, and you fucking around in the story portion?
Yeah, I wouldn't do
that. Of the IG live, like that's a level of comfort. That is absolutely insane.
Even with me with the cameras on, I don't really look at my phone like that. I was like, I'll put it to the side or give it to one of the PAs or something. Like, all right, because I know I won't fuck nothing up.
Right,
so
right,
just
right.
Like, all right, because I'm still at that. I haven't done enough screen time to be that kind of dick.
Yeah, but is it being a dick?
Oh, just to be addicted to your phone, just to have the phone in your hand. Yeah, it's crazy. I remember one time I was shooting on Broke Ass Game Show, and I knew we weren't paying Charlamagne enough. He was on his phone the whole, like, I'd be like, all right, we got to do the game. He just put the phone right there, and get right back on the phone. So
well,
I was like,
what
right.
is it? What are they doing? What are rich people doing on their phone?
I don't know.
Making more money.
No, they're not.
Nah, bullshit.
No, he just said, if a bitch texts me, yo, come over and get this pussy, as soon as I'm done, right? You know what I mean? Like, that's all it is. Did you find a video with Nelly? Play that real fast, because that's all Nelly was doing. He bullshit. He ain't making no money.
He was like 14 when he started
winning
this game.
Man, listen, man. Oh, God.
I love that you were just going to try to lie about
it. Oh, no.
Keep Kev locked. Kev locked in with his Dior on.
Yeah, Kev knows how to do that shit. Kev probably had to yell at him afterwards, like,
nah, man,
get your shit together. What are you doing?
Chicks is you know, that's why I'm having a relationship. She keeps me focused. So yeah, I could probably lock another 3 hours down the right.
Yeah.
Shit. I'll do it. Fuck it. I challenge myself this year to do that at least once a month.
There you go.
Yeah. So,
there you go. All you got to do, and even if the first day that you sit down and go like, all right, 3 hours, and you go, wow, this is pretty intense by myself. Really, all you got to do after that is just try like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Try 10 minutes. Add two on from there.
Yeah,
add,
like,
you know what I mean?
Doing pull-ups. I'll be out there tomorrow.
Yeah, there you go. Pull-ups is life, nigga. Yeah,
I love pull-ups.
It's life, nigga.
I love pull-ups because I can't do the shit. I'm so bad. These?
Uh-huh.
I can only get like 7. I'm like, fuck. And then take a break, I can do 7 more. But it's like, nigga, these is fine. I can do them.
Uh-huh.
But nigga, them up, man, oh, man.
So you do, you keep.
Yeah.
Failing at it until you fail at it.
Yeah,
it's no different than stand up. It's no different. Everything in life is just little increments of.
Because I will say, after DC.
Shout out to Washington, D.C.
Shout out to Washington, D.C. Me and you should probably do this 3-hour writing challenge because we kind of got to be the best. Because kind of the best. So it's like, all right, we got to keep going in this direction. I just watched how jazzy we were on that fucking stage.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, yeah, we got to keep.
Yeah,
going,
man.
That way.
DC was so incremental. We took this podcast to another level. I figured we'll share it now. We didn't get to talk about what we had. But yeah, man. Everybody got no need tattoos. That's how inspired we were by DC
gang.
Point where we're like, okay, we're doing this.
Yeah,
we're doing this for life. All right.
Yeah,
so make sure if y'all just getting here, subscribe. You're about to watch some shit grow.
Yeah.
Do something big. All right. Everybody here is on their way to being a big star. Natalie, when you getting your tattoo, Natalie?
Soon.
Yeah, I'll take it. Soon.
Now, do you have any tattoos?
I don't. I have an appointment for one right now.
I'm okay, well, go through your
Are you
first
serious?
One.
When are you getting your
Seriously,
first?
Seriously, April.
April?
Oh, yeah, right. Middle
Jesus
April.
Christ, it's so far.
I know. It's a girl that I work for and, like, out of gas, and I like, wanted to go to her specifically, but she's full.
Oh, she one of them popular Jones.
No, she probably got a day job. I'm off the next day. You come over here, I tattoo you when I'm off work. Nah, I'm fucking with you.
That's so funny.
Nah, man. Natalie, I like picking with Natalie, man. Natalie's a little house cat on this show, man. She is our, you know what I mean? Like I was at Row House yesterday. His cat hides all day.
All day long.
For hours.
All day long.
You didn't even know the cat was there.
When
until,
I was
like,
babysitting the house,
yeah,
that cat was sneaked the fuck up on. It was like scary.
That's
he
Natalie.
He just come out of nowhere.
Like, that's Natalie. Yeah, yeah, yeah. If you just heard that little voice that you hear once every now and again, yeah, that's like hearing a little mouse come out of the hole. Be like, fuck, there's a goddamn mouse in the kitchen.
I don't like to insert myself where I don't need to be.
I know. And Dylan loves to insert himself where he doesn't need to be.
Yeah.
Fuck, it's all that coming.
Yeah, right.
It's an audio rape.
That was just the layup. He
rapes the audio.
But
don't do that.
What?
Not a real rape.
Don't.
All right, you're right.
Don't use rape and Dylan in the same sentence.
Yeah, that's a nigga that probably rapes.
I don't. Yeah, I like. But I also liked. Not that he. I liked him show the old Jewish side.
Relax. Everyone, stop. Take it back. Relax.
All right, you can edit that out if you want. I was fucking with you.
Larry David. Come on.
All right.
What are we doing here?
Yeah, that's so funny.
Natalie, man. Natalie had a secret. It's not a secret. She let us know about it, but it was just blown away that this cat didn't tell us this all this time, knowing that this is Mike and Rav, all right?
Mike and Rav.
I'm Rav. We compare ourselves to Ninja Turtles. We talk Ninja Turtles on the show all the time, along with this Black Air Force One energy shit.
Yeah, man.
And Natalie's parents are Ninja Turtles.
They're Ninja Turtles.
They're actual Ninja Turtles.
Fucking Ninja Turtles.
So we found out Natalie's parents did. What was it, the Turtle Rock concert?
It was, I don't
Turtles
think
out
it was
the shit
music, out. But it was like, they would do stage shows of Ninja Turtles and like tour it, like amusement parks and shit.
Oh, so they did.
Oh,
so
wow.
It was the rock show or it was just a
cover?
So
no
idea. They probably wasn't even official.
They was Times Square Turtles. They was Turtles, cover
they, like,
band
paid,
Turtles.
They got paid to like go to like
birthday parties and shit like that. Yeah.
Like they went to, it was not just like, it was not birthday parties. It was like, and
it was big shit.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
it was like, I mean, I don't know. It would be like an official show. You go to Great Adventure or whatever.
And the did stage. They meet there, or this is something that they were doing together?
Like they took the helmets off and it was love at first sight.
I have no idea. No, they met before. They were both like actors.
Wow, so they did it together. They took.
Yeah. My mom wasn't a turtle. She was April O'Neil.
Yeah. Yeah.
She was April O'Neil.
Yeah. And your dad was a turtle.
Yeah, I'll show you.
That is nutty, bro.
Sorry, my bad.
Talk about 6 degrees of separate. Yep, that's Raphael.
Wow.
No, that's Michelangelo.
That's Mike.
Oh.
And they took the uniforms home? Like they had these at home? Or
no, they would go and get them.
Yeah.
But my mom had me sell this like bomber jacket that like had her name on the front and it had the turtles on the back of it.
Okay.
What's your mom's name?
Donna.
April.
Donna. I kind of want that jacket.
I know. I sold it. I'm so pissed.
Did you get money? You got a lot for it?
I got like $200 for it. Yeah.
$200. Holy shit.
I would have paid $2,000.
Damn.
that was before I was working here. So like, all right, your parents, are they like super nerds or like?
No, they just were just actors. They're just actors. They were fans of Ninja Turtles and they got paid somewhere. To do this.
Yeah, I guess so. It just seems like the thing that blows my mind is that they did it as a couple. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, it's also weird to recognize, like, wow, the turtles, like, they're out entertaining kids, but they're definitely fucking backstage. Like, they're definitely
She's here. You know what I mean?
It's so funny to think about, like, wow, your parents are actually kind of scumbags a little bit in that aspect. That's some Black Air Force One energy.
Fine.
I think it was more of, like, the way I assume, and I will ask them and confirm this for you before next time, but I assume they just went on an audition and they both got it. My dad didn't even talk, I'm pretty sure. Because you see this costume. Like,
yeah, he was just kicking and punching.
Yeah,
literally.
Is he good at martial arts? Is your dad a martial artist? So he was up there doing fake karate too?
Yeah.
Damn. Just get over on kids.
Yeah, your parents are scumbags,
But they kids.
Fake karate on kids. And then
but it made them happy.
Taking your helmet off and fucking right at. Your parents are like bad Santa.
Oh, my God, with a jacket.
Huh?
It looked just like that.
Oh, yeah.
Except it said cold. It said Donna on the front.
I want that coat.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I want that damn coat.
I don't know who Billy was. Maybe my mom knows.
Billy!
Heck, that's dope.
But one short funny story is that they met, without realizing, Bruno Mars in the 90s. He was the world's youngest Elvis impersonator.
That's right.
Wow.
And so he was like 3 years old, was so into the Ninja Turtles, and like took pictures with them. And I'm trying to get them to find me a picture of Bruno now.
See, everything's...
Ain't that crazy? Wow, man. That's an ill thing. That is dope, man. That is wild, man. I'd love to get your parents on this show one day and talk to them about Ninja Turtle shit, see how they felt about
the movie. I'll call them up.
Which movie they thought was better. You know what I mean? Yeah. I don't know. So, I want to play a game.
What's the game?
I got this game that I've been thinking about in my head. It's a pretty silly game, right?
Like,
I was having this conversation with a couple people. I think we might have talked about this before. We can't tell when people of another culture or another race need a haircut or not. Rock Auto. Like my boyfriend goes to Rock Auto.
Rock Auto.
And he gets his stuff done. Hey there, auto mechanics and super cool do-it-yourself guys who work on their own cars. I'm going to tell you about rockauto.com. It's this online store where every auto part is at the best price. It's this one-stop shop for everything auto parts. Like rockauto.com has been in business for 20 years, and they make it easy to find the parts you need at the best possible prices.
Mm.
You don't have to go to the counter and talk to some guy who doesn't know what he's doing, and they don't know what they're looking for, and they don't have what you need, and they still want to charge you storefront markups.
Storefront markups.
My boyfriend hates it when that happens. At rockauto.com, you can easily find everything you need, whether you're a mechanic, an auto shop, or just working on your own car.
Mm.
Everyone has access to the same incredible prices at rockauto.com.
Literally.
So if you're a car guy right now, like right now?
Like literally
right now? Right now. Like if you're listening and not doing this.
Like if you're literally listening.
Seriously. Like Just go to rockauto.com and check out all the parts available for your car.
All the parts.
You're going to have so much fun.
So much fun.
Once more, go to rockauto.com. There's no promo code needed because the pricing is already good there.
So, fetch.
Yeah, go to rockauto.com. But tell them you heard about us on No Need for Apologies. Let's get back into it.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, Derek, look at Dylan. Dylan, put the camera on you. For the people that got the gas. Does Dylan need a haircut? Don't say anything.
Cut
Dylan.
To.
Don't say
I don't know
anything.
What he'd look like. Like, what is the. Because for us, it's the low cut, it's the Caesar, it's the shape up.
Right, we only know our shape shit.
Ups. But the white people that hang with black people. Get
right.
Shape ups.
So, do you think he needs a haircut or no?
Nah, I guess not. I don't know how they do it. Do you shave?
No one has a point of reference. It's so weird. Like, yeah, all right,
that's very
Dylan.
Funny.
Look at the Dylan. Get on the mic, Dylan. Does Derek need a haircut?
Yeah, sure. My hair short and
no.
Flat.
No.
I might need a beard trim. I might need a shape up, though. That's me.
That's
me.
You. Okay. Do you feel you need a haircut?
Oh, I need a haircut.
Yeah, I figured he needed a haircut because I've seen Dylan enough. But I know what he looks like when he's had a more fresh haircut.
Yeah.
When he does have a haircut, when he gets a haircut, you're going to be like, oh, shit. And you're going to be like, I remember this Dylan because it goes far in between. What do you do, like 2 months or some shit?
Yeah, I do like 2 months.
Fucking
which Dylan do you prefer? Shave Dylan or hair out Dylan?
Hair out.
Yeah,
shave Dylan scares all anytime when white guys get too close, too cropped. It's all, like I don't because I get nervous when white guys clean up. To be honest with you,
that's really
yeah, man.
I get nervous when white
you
guys
prefer
perk
a dirty
up
white boy.
When they perk up and they get a close shave. You like, what kind of Aryan nation
shit is this? I said that I don't trust white guys that shave their chest. I'm like, what you doing, man?
Dude, I just hate when my friends get like designs in their hair, like white kids with like a line in like the shave.
Yeah.
I just don't think white people should have like
white people should have parts.
Oh yeah,
part. No, like when they have like the lines, like the three lines.
Yeah, it's
yeah,
a part.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
a part.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like called a part.
A part. Yeah.
Yeah.
For white people, a part is like up
no,
here.
No, for black people, a part is anything that you cut into a nigga's head.
Really?
A part, yeah.
When you put lines in someone's head with their
it's
shape
called
up
a part.
Clippers, parts. Yeah,
I have no idea. That's what it's called.
Like neither of you knew that. That's hilarious. Yeah. For them, a part is what Natalie has like in the middle of her scalp.
Yeah. It parts your hair, but for us in the joint, because we don't have blonde
barbers,
we don't have long goofy hair. Cut me a part. Fucking cut me a line in the waves or a heart or whatever the fuck, but it's called a part. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
I used to get parts in my hair all the time.
What
I
wanted to do
God.
Was I gathered a collection of pictures. You know what I mean? They're all different. They're all different races and ethnicities and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
And we're gonna go through it. I want to see if for all of us to take a guess. Do we still have that game show music from when we were guessing from Thanksgiving? See if we can pull that up as we play around here. Just a thought. What should I call this game? Because I think that this should be a regular occurrence
on
the show.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? What is a good thing? Does he need a touch up or, you know, does he need a cut?
Come on, Derek, looking at you. We need a jingle.
I need a jingle.
I don't need a jingle, but I do need a name. I need a name for this segment. You know what I mean? Guess the cut, guess the flex.
So they need haircuts.
Parts
or we
parting.
Don't.
Well, we're gonna figure. We're gonna
find
look
out
at
if they
people.
Do or don't.
Yeah, we're gonna look at people and we're gonna determine if they need a haircut. I guess, and that'll be the thing as we do it on every show, just depending on whatever the guest is. Whatever.
Do you need a barber? Do we need a barber? Barbers needed. Barber. Does this motherfucker need a barber?
All right. I guess we shouldn't do this on air. I guess we should figure it out.
Why not?
We should figure it out
it's
at home
game.
And do
idea.
Show prep. And then come to the show with, like, you know, don't make the listeners sit through our,
They probably like a, They ain't doing nothing but sitting in traffic.
Yeah, those are weird. I just love the creative process of hearing how you guys come up with your bits.
Niggas be sending me laminated turtle posters. So, of course, shout out to my man that shot, nigga. I put it on my wall. It's so great.
Yeah.
My laminated turtle poster, my first ever 1985 edition. That shit's crazy.
Did you get the music queued up?
No, I couldn't find the email. You sent it to me.
Fuck, man.
I'll do the music. But while he finds
I know what it is.
Beep, 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 beep.
Or you could just go to, you know what? You could go to YouTube and just type in Well, I'm not going to say what it's your type, man, because then other people will just start producing shoes using the same method.
There you go, boy. Think on your feet.
I don't want to give out tips.
Think on your feet. Can't think on your head. You got to go on your feet there, bro.
Yeah, on your heels.
You got to think on your heels, not your toes.
Just quick on your also, heel. While he's queuing that up, I do want to say, because I've gotten the emails, I've gotten the inboxes.
Uh-oh.
Why don't you guys stream Black Ass? Why did you lie? someone sent me an email.
But you
subject.
Know niggas gonna want they set if they kill. And I don't know how to do that. I know I tell them, talk to Harrington. And let's put it on Harrington.
Oh, no. I'm put it on Harrington. What I'm about to figure out is I'm going to start to figure out a live stream.
Oh, shit.
Guys, all right. I got my producers. I got, you know, some other people who specialize in streaming. My guys that do Skankfest, you know what I mean? I mean, not Skankfest. The guys that do Legion of Skanks, you know, the engineers behind the shit. You know, the Alex and the Bobbies and all of them, they're going to show me how to do this shit. We will have a stream. We'll have a link for you guys. For you people who can't get to New York, but you want the Black Ass New York
experience.
But
you want to see that Black Ass comedy show, baby.
Yeah. We're working on it. It'll be great.
It's going to be dope.
What you got for me? You got
I'll put it on.
I got it all. All
right, let's go, man. Let's go. Give me some music, man. Let's start this game up. Does he need a cut? All right. I want to see, pull up, I guess, any random picture first.
I like that.
And we'll see. And for those of you who cannot tell because, you know, you're home or whatever, and you're just listening to the audio platform, yay, man, make sure you go to gasdigital.com and subscribe for a free trial, 7 days. Use promo code NNFA for a 14-day trial, and you'll be able to see everything. All right, are we done? Did we get that music? It was blaring, wasn't it? All right, does this guy look like he needs a haircut, man?
He look like a Middle Easterner, and I guess that's
he looks not Middle Eastern to you?
He look like a dwergy or what is it, like a surge.
A surge, okay.
Because, like, look, his neck ain't hairy, but his chest is, and the beard ain't too bad, and he got the little thing. I guess he don't need a haircut. He look like a character.
Yeah, okay. Dylan, would you say this guy needs a haircut?
He needs a haircut.
Yeah, I feel like he does need a haircut, man. I feel like this white guy, like, this is how we trust white guys, that we trust him shaggy. And we
trust
them a little.
Yeah.
Like,
they talk to dogs and smoke weed.
Yeah, I'm telling you, black people, like, we look at a clean cut white guy, we get a little nervous. We do. Natalie, would you say this guy needs a haircut?
I feel like he's going for this.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Like, I don't think he thinks he needs a haircut.
I don't think he thinks he needs a haircut.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Give me another one. See what we got there. All right. What about this guy?
No
facial hair.
Yeah, if he cut his hair anymore, he a cop that's killing niggas. That's basically get him out of here. Next slide, please. Get him the fuck out of here. He stinks.
Wait, but that guy, he had like the typical Al Bundy hairline. You know what I mean?
He did have
like
the fucking
guys like this, I can never tell. Like, that guy could get a fresh haircut. I have no idea. Like, I wouldn't notice at all.
If you look really close on that front line right here, it says Jews will not replace us. Next.
Wait, can I also say about that last guy that he is trying to squeeze as much hair as he possibly can out of that haircut. He doesn't want his hairline to be there, so he's not cutting his hair.
Wow.
Look at, it's depleting. It's receding. Yeah.
He doesn't want to cut it.
Okay, good shit. Yeah, so this guy does need a haircut, or he doesn't. All right.
Doesn't. He has a haircut. That's an obvious dude with a haircut.
This guy?
Right.
He styled this shit. He definitely styled it. I know.
Indie rock. He look like an indie rock dude.
Like, it's styled, so it's definitely a look, but does he need a haircut?
If he want to look like Doogie Howser, if he want to look like Neil Patrick Harris, he'll shave his fucking cut.
Like, look, I look presentable, right? I need a haircut, though. This is, you know what I mean?
That's a black need a haircut. That's not a white need a haircut.
That's a haircut. Yeah, he's supposed to be fresher than that. You know what I mean? Like, this cut is supposed, like, would you say that, Dylan? This is
a freshly cut man.
Really? Oh, shit. Okay.
He's like 2 weeks, not even. He's a week out the barber.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. He just got cut.
Huh.
Right? I see a cut.
Okay.
I see a little.
So he has a haircut. Boom.
Yeah.
All right. Fuck it.
You can tell right here.
I thought that was
white
style hair.
You can tell right
this
here.
This hair has to go either up or down. This is cut.
Okay. All right.
I vote this one just needs hair.
That nigga needs a heart transplant.
You can never tell when it's like this, though. When is an old white guy
that
like this?
That is a dude that writes laws that keep us down. That is a lawmaker right there who puts us under the jail. That's an under the jail haircut right there.
Right. How often does a guy like
that
this go to the hair?
Like,
Natalie, does this guy need a haircut?
He's like Mr. Burns.
He looks like he might. the sides are kind of long.
Yo, get this. Oh, my gosh, Mr. Burns.
Yo, if you
can
had
you just cut the three hairs he has sticking out up here.
Oh, no.
You can literally count them. One, two,
that'll be $8. He got a snip, snip, snip.
But if you got to cut this shit, right, how much you charging to cut the sides of this thing?
Look at his crazy crypt-keeper head.
$12. Although, I'm charging him a lot more because I know he's rich, man. Yeah. Fuck that. And this ridiculous-ass haircut.
Yeah, I don't like it. All
right. Black guy, what's
he
up?
Cut. He cut. He don't need a cut.
He don't need a cut?
That's what he going for. Like Natalie said, he going for that.
White people, let me hear you.
I'm a piggyback.
You might as well hop on that. You better stay in print. You better stay an ally, motherfucker.
Yeah, I shouldn't have let you go first.
Yeah, yeah.
we probably should go first.
Yeah, I mean, he's clean. The hairline does need a little cleaning up, but you know what I mean?
But that's a job interview cut. He looked like he on his last leg.
Definitely.
Let me just get the cut, and I'll pay you back when I get the job.
He's got a cut. Let's see the next one.
He cut up. What's the cut? He got that little ass mustache.
Well, let's see. White people, does this guy?
Yeah, no, he's cut.
And he has
cut.
A part.
He's cut. Yeah, he has a part. Yeah, I just learned that's a part.
Yeah,
he has a part.
All right.
He's like one of the Men in Black dancers from that when Will Smith did the video for Men in Black.
Oh yeah
here
with
comes
the tires.
Men in Black.
I threw him in there like that too, just so that people could be like, all right,
Galaxy.
You know, I want to see whether people can really tell. All right, give me the next one.
Yeah,
he got
Black.
A cut.
He need a...
Hey, let them go first.
I was going to say his beard, maybe, but, like, other than that, I think it's good.
He need a new mask. Get this nigga a new mask, too. I hate his mask. I hate...
Dylan, what do you think? This guy need a haircut or what?
Oh, fuck, man.
Come on, man. Does he need a haircut?
Or
to work in a white
now.
Man's hospital?
This game started fun. I'm going to say yes.
I think his beard could do a little trim.
Yeah.
Get it off his lip. It's all over his lip.
Yeah. Definitely.
Get the beard off his
neck.
Lip. He got whiskers. You
know. I'm sure he could. I'm sure there's some new growth that needs to be twisted up or something going
something
on there with these dreads. So
the dreads,
let's get this guy a haircut, man. You need a cut there, sir. All right, give me the next one. Now, this one is interested. I like this one because they're just trying to cover up the YouTube channel. Is there any way you can zoom in on that, make that a little bit bigger? No, it didn't work. All right. Well, Derek, what do you think? Does this guy need a haircut?
A little. Yeah.
I mean.
The back is a little too.
I would think so
part,
also.
And then maybe trim the mustache just a
but
little.
But look, that is a freshly trimmed mustache. There's
that is
nothing
true.
On the
he
chin.
He looks like Frederick Douglass.
Yeah.
I was going to say, can we just do Frederick Douglass in the back?
I think Frederick need a little cut. Frederick could do a little something.
You would figure Frederick, like, all right, I get it. You were a slave, but like.
But you can tell that's a comb back afro. Like, he had to tackle that afro, nigga, because that shit lays back like.
You need help.
He had to do one.
Yeah. Somebody got to put that in a scrunchie and put some goddamn mousse on it. All right. But I think that's a weird one because that white guy, it was slick back. It was slick back.
It's slick, but the hair in the back is making me mad.
Hey, I think he wants it that way, man.
I think he need to trim that part to be a dope-ass haircut. He looks like a math teacher.
Talk to me, white people. Dylan, Natalie, is he good to go?
Yeah, he's good to go. He has the dad haircut. I don't think it's cut recently, but I don't think he needs a cut.
I think he trimmed it.
He's good.
He's a shave every day kind of guy.
Look at his face.
Yeah. He's going to come out and, Jesus Christ.
But I'm going to say again, like these guys with their receding hairlines, like he's not going to cut that anytime soon. He's trying
he's
to
just
get what
comb
he
it back.
But the mustache looks like he did that to it on purpose.
Yeah.
So he don't need a haircut, I guess.
All right. So he's good. No haircut needed. All right. Me another guy. Yeah, we actually have Frederick Douglass.
What a coincidence.
Frederick Douglass, man.
He could get his beard trimmed up and still be taken seriously, I think. If he was out, if he had a little. But yeah, man, that hair is his. He wanted that.
But think about it. Could he? Now, that's interesting you say that, because if he was clean Do you think people would be listening to him?
Yeah, you saw. You ever seen a clean picture of Frederick Douglass?
Uh-uh.
He looked like a real studious motherfucker, man.
Really?
Like, there's a hairless picture of young Frederick Douglass. Look at it. Bring it up.
Huh.
He looked like a motherfucker to get shit done. He looked like a Denzel type that'll get you off that fucking murder charge.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Look at young Frederick. Look at beardless Frederick Douglass is crazy. When he was a young man. Young abolitionist. When he was a young abolitionist.
Abolitionist just means shit. Wow. He's an alien, son. He looks exactly the same, just clean shaven.
He like a Klingon a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that motherfucker.
Kind of looks like Edgar Allan Poe with that haircut.
I think Edgar. That was a style that they were
that's
going
a style.
For.
That's
yeah.
It's a wave.
I think that's what he's trying to show you. He's trying to get his peppermint patty on.
Is that the peppermint patty?
He got a big old bang. That's what that is.
Is that a bang?
Frederick Douglass has a bang.
But to the side.
And then he just grew it back.
Does he have a part and not like in terms of like.
What is weird because I think the part is just done by hand. Yeah, I think it's just done by hand. There's no clippers there.
There's no clippers, but he shaved his face. He kept the beard under the thing, but he did something with that.
So does he need a hair? He has a haircut. He doesn't need one, huh?
That was a young picture of him. So yeah, get him. Yeah, I say get him.
Because I mean, he's going for that. He's like that dude off of Lord of the Rings, you know what I mean? They just go for it.
That's Black Gandalf.
Not Gandalf, is it?
Black Gandalf? Fly, you fools. You think I knew Fly, you fools? I watched them goddamn movies from the Burbs, nigga. Yeah, shout out to Lord of the Rings, especially the first one. The first one was so goddamn good.
I've never heard anyone say that phrase like that.
I'm from the Burbs, nigga.
Like, what?
Hey, from the Burbs, nigga. Huh? Oh, this is TV.
And that's the only way Derek does say it.
Oh, my God. That is a T-shirt. I'm from the Burbs, nigga. But, like, nigga is bleeped out.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
No, it should look, like, really fancy. Like, those, like, the doormats you find, like, a really nice neighborhood.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I'm from the Burbs. But it's all, like,
my
really beautiful.
My mom took me out the hood. Her whole goal was to get me out the hood. Yeah. She didn't want me to be there.
All right. That's why I'm anxious to see my kids grow up to be in it. They're out the hood. Little crazy Derek. What is that? What is the girl name of Derek? Derica,
Erica.
Erica. Oh, okay. Erica's that's
old. Eric,
ain't it?
Erica. Derek. Right. There's no Derica. I met a chick named Derek, I'd be like, kill yourself. What are you doing? Change your name.
Any more haircut pictures? I need like two more. I just want to see the
it's kind of a good game. I like the game.
Yeah, it works.
I like Dylan squirming on the black cuts makes me laugh. He got a cut. If you cut anything else off, he in the army. If you cut that shit off, that is a thespian right there. That motherfucker work on Broadway.
Yeah, he's really, like, he grows no hair. I think that he's probably could go a long time without cuts because look like he doesn't grow hair at all.
That nigga can smell us right now. That nose so big.
Jesus Christ.
He probably smell us though.
Hair, Derek.
It's
focus
a big
on
ass
the
nose.
Hair. Focus.
It's a big ass nose.
Jesus Christ. Gotta,
I mean, his nose is wide. That look like a shark. That look like the jaws coming.
Jesus Christ. Right. The Meg.
If you add teeth to that nose,
that's
a shark. But anyway,
yeah.
No,
that's the kind of nose that gave Michael Jackson a drug habit. Come on. Yeah. That's why Michael Jackson was so insecure.
That's why he looked like an anime woman before he died, because his nose was that big. Michael Jackson had a nose where he wanted to look like a woman in anime, but his hair is sharp. He got to fade with the waves. Next.
Who got next? Mm.
He going for that?
Let's see. Let's let them pick first. This is a black guy.
So we got to go first.
Oh, you're going to let me have this
Natalie,
one?
Please take it
Natalie, do you think this guy needs a haircut?
On the one hand, which one of you said it just now? It's like, I think this is what he was going for. But I also feel like it's probably... Wait.
If he got the shit on the bottom trimmed up, it'd probably be a good look.
Yeah, I'm using deductive reasoning skills.
Deductive reasoning skills. Good.
That, like, it looks like... Oh, you can't see what I'm...
I think he's
but,
more
you know,
about his skin than his hair.
Braids,
but his hair don't look bad.
The bottom of the braids look like they're not as tight as they're supposed to be.
Uh-huh.
So I feel like that means that...
He needs a haircut?
That he might need something done.
He needs
okay,
a fresh twist
okay,
up.
All right. Dylan, what do you think, dear Dylan?
Again, I mean, I do want to piggyback. I wonder if this is what he's going for.
Don't piggyback shit. What do you think? And your personal opinion.
No, he needs a haircut.
It's not racist.
No, he needs a haircut.
He needs a haircut.
Look, I'm
there you go.
No, this is not tight. He needs a haircut.
Okay.
This beard's all over the place.
Like he ain't going to no wedding with that.
He might
probably tighten up this shit.
He might, cause like you know what's funny. Depending on whether he thinks he needs a haircut or not, lets me know what kind of shoes he has on his feet. Like, if he don't think he need a haircut, his shoes are soft right now.
He got soft. Yeah. he got Docs on. What are those? Clarks.
Yeah.
Not Clark. Yeah, either Clarks. Or what's the ones where they give to an African kid? That you, if you, Toms?
Toms.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Those are weird shoes. All right, give me the next one. Give me the next one.
That's Bull.
Yeah.
He always look like that.
I know, right?
He don't always. Never. He always like that.
He was thrown in as a wild card just to really see if you're. I can't tell the difference.
Shout out to Malcolm Jamal Hill. I'd love to have you on the show. We can
Mark
talk
Lamont
all that
Hill.
Shit.
Mark Lamont.
It's not Malcolm?
Mark.
Mark Lamont. Mark.
Philly.
That nigga. I appreciate him.
This one, I think this is a hard one for them to answer now. I'm going to let. This is a black guy again. Look, Dylan.
He keeps pushing it to me.
Yeah, he got that mic out of there. So, because you can't tell, can you? Dylan, you have no idea, do you?
It's Natalie's turn.
It's Natalie's turn? Okay. Natalie, does this black man need a haircut?
From a glance, I would say no. If I got in close, I might say maybe.
He might have had him bumps.
It was interesting. I feel like you're only saying maybe because he's still attractive, even though he's
yeah.
Yeah, and he
looks clean.
He's like uncomfortably
like
attractive, right?
Uncomfortably
clean.
Attractive.
Yeah, like Natalie is actually smitten right now, and that's why she's like confused. That's how good looking this guy is. Like you can't tell what he needs a haircut.
That's a strong ass chin. He better not ever do comedy.
Jesus Christ. That guy, I think he actually does need a haircut. It looks like there's some sort of line there, but I don't know what's going on, man. Might be a wolf in a little bit. All right, what were you going to say? What's your answer going to be, Dylan?
I had my answer just because of what I've learned from Dave. That's why I did go second. I was going to say he doesn't need a haircut because one day we did this. When we first did this, I did this with you, and you think you need a haircut at this point. So from what I've learned from that, is he needs a haircut.
Yeah.
About the same amount of shit on y'all face there.
No, he's got less than me.
It's trim.
Down there, yeah.
Your hair right now, like, I don't think you need a haircut right now, but you do.
Yeah.
No, I don't think he needs a haircut. I think that's what he was.
Just die. He need a haircut?
Yeah.
Cut yeah, that dumb like shit off.
Cut it off. We get it who we are. Cut that South African horse shit off. You don't get waves. What is this? What is that? Is he a high school
We've
basketball
player?
We've
seen what you look like without it.
We've seen. I've liked Trevor Noah's other hair. You getting just as much money as the other hair. You're not Hove. You're never going
to
be Hove.
This was all just a ploy at first to make us be convinced he was home, right? Yeah. To convince he was not leaving the house. Nah, that guy was out the house. Get a haircut.
Get a haircut,
the pandemic
Trevor.
Is over.
Get a haircut,
Show what
Trevor.
Trevor's supposed to look like. I think I had another picture of what Trevor
Show
looks like without a haircut.
Real hair.
Yeah.
That's it.
There you go.
That's the hair. That lets me know you South African.
Right.
But nah, that's a good haircut. Good
Wait,
on
Wait, does he
good.
Need a haircut in this picture?
He need a new line. Okay. His head is cocked to the side.
Okay, it's weird, but he doesn't only because he's half white.
I'm so
half white does that, not ever have to have a
good hairline.
Oh.
Yeah, when you have white, bro.
Yeah, like so. It's like look at like young Drake. Remember when Drake was on Degrassi?
Wow.
Never had a shape.
Never
up.
Had a hairline.
Never.
He had like a.
He
bowl
didn't get
on his
a
head.
Shape up until he signed with Young Money.
That was the first thing on his contract. Before you sign, you gotta get a haircut. Before you sign, you gotta get a trim and you need a beard.
Oh God!
That's funny.
Are y'all looking for a Drake picture? Okay, let's see if they find one.
What? That's
oh,
a
wow.
line.
No,
that's a mean ass line.
Okay, those are weird lines though. That was back when you used to look like Shark Tales. Movie Shark Tales. Will Smith and them. You can't
they
tell
do
me.
Look like Shark Tales.
There's something going on with his ears, man.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the next guy. Needs a haircut.
That's so funny.
Who else is on here?
Oh, that's. Quest always had that hair.
Well, let's see what they think.
No, I don't think he needs a haircut. Like, I think this is similar to the other guy where his beard's all fucked up. This looks clean.
And I seen Quest get bitches. I see him walk out of restaurants with some of the
you
bad
are changing
shit.
The subject.
Nah, I'm like, because I think about it, like, damn, I wish my beard.
I can't tell him nothing if he get bitches, so, you know, whatever. Like, who I'm going to tell him to get a haircut? He got bitches already.
But that's Quest, though.
He got bitches already. All right, give
he's
me
an Oscar
one.
Nominated. Did he win the Oscar? Well, he's an not Oscar, Emmy nominated
documentary. That's the last one in the email. The other ones weren't pulling up.
Okay.
But I do have a wild card that I thought of in the middle of this.
Okay.
Natalie, can you pull that up?
It sucks that the other ones didn't open up.
It was probably funny too.
Yeah, there were some good ones in there. Whoa.
That's right. Just think about braids. Whoa. Drake doing cornrows because he can.
Whoa.
you know this nigga got braids?
No, I'm not on social media like that, man. Holy
but I don't
smoke.
Why is he doing the duck lip?
Yeah, that's what's bothering
me. Drake doing he doing the Instagram the whole lips.
Yeah, like, his whole lips are
yo, Drake all the is lips a thot. Drake a thot.
Boy, he light skin, so you know. Light
that's skin, the light skin. This motherfucker's doing the Zoolander pose. That's
yeah,
blue steel.
Man, holy smokes. And he's in the house doing this? This, because you can't do this on the road, right?
And I'm jealous that nigga got the baby hairs in the front. That motherfucker really is half Jewish.
But see,
he got the baby hair line set up. Good for Drake.
I hate it when light skinned dudes started getting cornrows like that, man. Because it was like, what are you doing? Like cornrows used to be for tough people.
Tough people.
You used to be a badass gang member or something like that.
Remember Meek? Meek's joints used to be like down here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Or like, well, it's funny. We was just with my daughter, and my daughter had straight backs, right? And I was teasing her, and I was like, yo, you look like Cleo from Set It All.
Set It
All. You know what I mean? Cleo has straight backs also. And she was the most hardcore character, which is funny because my daughter goes, yo, Dan, Dad, you going to come at me like that? I'm like, what you mean come at you? Cleo, she should be celebrated. That was an iconic character
she
for women.
She didn't think of that movie.
Like Black History, not Black History Month, Women's Month should include that role of Cleo on Set It Off. You know
Queen
what I mean?
Did that, man.
Yeah. Pushing these girls to go a little further, get some motherfucking
she
money.
She was mean as shit, too. Like, Queen did that, bro.
Yeah.
She killed that,
she had to, because they were soft. Them girls were soft.
Soft, crying all the time and shit.
And the crazy thing, like, you know, this is not a spoiler alert. Set It Off was 1996. So Cleo dies at the end. I think, is she the only one that dies? No, she's second.
No,
she
all of them, all but Jada Pinkett, the only one that lived.
Right. And the crazy thing, I don't think Cleo really needed to do the shit.
She tried to drive through the cops.
But I'm saying, I don't think she even needed to start robbing banks. She was just riding with her friends. Like, okay, you know, the one chick lost her job at the bank, but she could have got another job. You know what I mean? Jada was trying to get her son or her little brother off to college, but he died. So she don't have that bill coming no more. You know what I mean? Like,
okay.
The other one lost her kid. You know what I mean?
She's which, always losing a kid.
Yeah, she probably should have.
The one
that
cries
that.
Too
yeah,
much, right?
Yeah, she probably
with
she
the
wasn't
lips.
Ready. You,
with
yeah.
the gorgeous lips.
But
yeah.
Cleo, Queen Latifah's character, she was chilling. She had a job, little girl, little 6'4 that she was trying to trick out. You know what I mean? She had connections. She could steal cars. She could make
cool
a living.
She was cool with Dre, right? Dr. Dre was the nigga in the movie.
Right. And she stood up for them girls. Went and got some guns for them. Dre tried to give them some bullshit. Little six shooter.
I like that she threw all the CDs out the car before she robbed it. I thought I was pretty, what is this bullshit? What is this bullshit? Get the fuck out of here.
I know. I did an homage to a scene like that for a skit that I did. I was reenacting when my car got broken into. And
oh, wow.
I found that concept funny, like that shot of throwing up. But once my car got broken into, my ex left the door open.
You talking about Charvel? You talking about Miss Charvel? Oh, you talking about Miss Charvel?
It's the thing that we figured out during the weekend that Derek does. If you mention the concept of my ex or even just my kid's mom.
Oh, you talking about Charvella? You talking about Miss Charvella? Oh, why? You talking about Miss Charvella? She braid hair and make shampoos and shit. She cool.
Dude, I
she be making old.
I wish everyone could hear after the whole weekend on like Saturday when Dave's just like, it's all early morning and he goes, I know I'm setting myself up right now, but when I was with Charvella,
you talking about Charvella? You talking about Miss Charvella?
And Dave has to wait to tell
she
his story.
Yeah. Hair. Miss Charvella be braiding hair,
it's
doing nails.
Same. It's like a dog hearing the doorbell, man.
Making platters. Like,
oh, also, speaking of dogs, I love that you, when you go up before Derek.
Cooper,
the,
you be shitting
yes,
Cooper.
Thank you.
I'll be like, yeah, you don't stop talking about my dog. I love that fucking dog.
You don't love that dog.
I don't.
You love what the dog represents. You know what's funny?
I don't love the dog. I pick up his shit when I walk him.
Yeah, well, that's a part of the agreement.
All right. I love my dog? Tell me why.
Because he just gives you what you want. That's why. You like him because he gives you what you want. That's it.
He don't give me anything.
Yes, he does. He gives you unconditional affection, even though you don't deserve it.
I know. I deserve it. I deserve it. The things for my
you
family.
You come home and cuddle up with a dog after a night of being mean to people in the streets.
But Cooper's mean. Cooper's mean, too.
I know. When you told me.
Even Cooper bullies Nell.
I asked this nigga.
No, Cooper loves Nell. But no, Cooper don't like motherfuckers coming in and out the house.
Yeah. When this thing, he took his girl home. For what? With Thanksgiving, you took her home?
It took Coop the whole week. Like, he didn't warm
three
up to her
days.
Sunday.
He finally
called up to her on Sunday.
Do you understand how insane that is? To have, like...
Coop looked at her.
That's why I talk shit on dogs in my act.
Yeah, but can I say something? That is a shorter time span it takes Derek to like people.
That doesn't make it right. Listen, if I bring my girl... here to the studio, right, to hang out with us for the weekend while we record, and someone is just mean to her for 3 days, does that person get to be my friend? Is that person my friend that's mean to my girlfriend?
He's my friend, goddammit.
That's what I'm saying.
I knew Coop since he was a puppy when he was nice. We put all that mean shit on him. That was me, my mom, and my aunt. More so me and my mom, because my mom be getting, Nell be rattling my mom's nerves. So the dog was like, I guess I get my nerves rattled too. And I'm be mean to people too. I'm be short with a lot of motherfuckers. I don't have patience either. Coop was great.
Here go your dog right here.
Then I decided to be a nigga.
That's right, Coop. You better go ahead, boy. Love that goddamn dog.
Oh,
I love
shit,
my
man.
Fucking pup, man. I'll be sad. I'll be sad when he get all old and crazy.
Yeah, they get old and crazy fast. That's the other weird thing.
I heard
man.
Dalmatians, like the spot dogs, they go crazy the quickest. Like, they get old. They start eating like babies.
They're pretty. That's what happens.
Oh, shit.
Pretty anything dies early. It malfunctions and dies early, man.
I feel weird.
Yeah, that's like when you get them pretty dogs and pit bulls and blue eyes. Oh, he's cute, but he's going to be autistic.
You know what someone brought up, though? Is if you get an expensive dog, that's okay. A low-key, subtle flex. I never thought of a dog that way. Like, everyone always sees a dog and goes, oh, it's beautiful. But if you get like one of those bull dogs.
A Shar Pei or a
fucking English Bulldog. Oh, no, you know I just spent like $3,000 on this.
A lot of money on that dog.
Huh.
That's a low-key flex.
I guess so.
A high-key
like,
flex. You walking down the street with a Shar Pei or a black Shar Pei?
Yeah.
Oh, this thing got brave, bro. A black Shar Pei or a mixed a Shar Pei with the Rottweiler color?
Yeah.
Crazy. Yeah.
Nah,
that's
man.
Wild. My dog I love a dog.
My dog would be out back, dirty than a motherfucker.
We know, bruh. Go treat his dog like Sam did Christina Ricci in Black Snake Moan.
Tie her up to
put
the green.
Chain on him.
Keep her from fucking everything.
Because that's what she was doing.
And that's what dogs will do. If you don't chain them up,
Christina
they'll get out the yard.
Dave, you hate animals, but you still see yourself eventually getting a dog?
What?
Like you hate, like you have jokes about how you don't like cats, dogs, but you see yourself getting a dog eventually?
Like, I would have a dog, like, on some I Am Legend shit. After all
the
people gone, yeah. And it's like, all right, me and this dog,
Samantha,
I guess we're going to hang
go
out.
Go hunt.
But
let's
other than that, there's people here.
Let's go find some beans and hunt, Samantha.
Yeah, but,
like,
I mean,
it's the
all right.
only way.
Are
it was
we
my
supposed
daughter's dog
to be
until she died.
That close with dogs? Like, that's the thing that fucks me up is, like, we conquered them niggas, man. We conquered them.
Yeah, but what else are they doing right now?
That don't mean they got to do that.
Do what?
Yeah, what?
Y'all sucking
negative.
Up to be a man's best friend. Pussy
that's
ass
loyalty.
Dogs. Yeah, loyal to the wrong shit.
Hey!
Loyal to the wrong shit.
We need to send fucking Dave to the Appalachian Mountains and go make friends with the wolves, nigga. Go ahead.
Yeah.
The wolves are out there for you. They gonna chase your ass down.
All right. Let's say a plane crashed. I was on a plane crash, but I survived. And I lived in the Siberian tundra with some wolves for like 14 years. And okay. Then y'all niggas found me and was like, Dave, come back to civilization. And I'm like, nah, nigga, I roll with them. I bang with them now. Ain't that crazy? That's not crazy if I be like, nah.
14 years?
Yeah. I'm
That's
just
not
with
crazy
them now.
Yeah, we can't.
Way to survive, nigga.
But if y'all be like, you could come back to civilization, and I'm like, nah.
I'd be like, I get it.
This
I'd
what
rather
I'm gonna
be
do.
Here with them.
You be out there with them, all right? But I'm gonna give you a plane ticket. So when your feral ass will come back to civilization, that's what I'll do. Because that's where it comes down to. If you want to stay out there, I'm going to give you the option to leave.
But you understand that that's weird.
No, it's not. You've been out there by yourself for 14 years, and you didn't get eaten
by
the wolves.
Not by myself. I'm with the wolves.
But the wolves didn't eat you.
We
so in
friends.
A sense, you
we homies. We cuddling together. Yeah, I get a piece of the meat when we kill some shit. Like, you see me, I got antelope blood smeared all in my beard. And I'm like,
the second we find Dave again, we play, does he need a haircut?
Does he need a haircut? Natalie, go first. Natalie, go first.
Natalie, go first.
I think this is what he's going for, you know? And the blood seems spread
feral.
Out evenly.
It's a feral. It's feral chic. He's doing chic feral.
I'm saying, bro, I'm their pet. I am with the wolves. I dry hump. They think it's funny, right? Like,
oh, shit.
Or everything that you can think
they
of.
They carry you while they go on stage?
Right, right. Y'all not going to be like, Dave, this is weird. Get out of here.
Yeah.
Or y'all going to be like, he got good life. You know what I mean? Like,
nah, I'd probably be like, nigga, come the fuck on.
They got me on a leash, you know what I mean? Just to make
like
sure,
that.
You know, I stay with them and I don't get separated amongst any other wild animals. They know we would, you know.
That angle stinks, but yeah, I see it. That stinks, but I still think Cooper gives me a different kind of peace, man.
Yeah.
When I hold him and I hate the world, I pet him and he look up like, I hate it too.
What
I'm
do
like,
you think?
My nigga.
Nah, I think it's great for humans to have, like, I understand what you're saying for the dog, but it's like it's a relationship. That dog has a beautiful life in a household, which it would not get unless we gave it a household and food every day. They don't have to do a lot of that work.
He
but also,
barks every time I leave. Like, nigga, where
yeah,
you
going? Yeah, you get a homie for life.
That.
Get a homie for life.
At least he fuck with me. At least he don't know where to go.
Exactly. That's why we have animals, because we want that. We want that.
But why is that so bad?
Yeah,
why do you look at that
bad?
So negatively?
It's needy.
I don't know why.
It's needy as
it's
fuck.
It's needy?
It is needy, yeah.
Nigga, I don't see him for months at a time.
I know.
Yeah, so it's like, all right, I get it.
I feel you. Listen, like.
I can see if it was every day. But I don't see that nigga every day. I don't see that nigga every other day. I see him a couple months at a time. So
okay.
When I come home, to him, he like, nigga, I thought you left again.
I thought you was dead.
You
yeah.
fucking with me now.
Yeah.
So in a sense, I'm cruel to my dog. Cause I leave and don't say I kiss him on the head the night before and I just roll out.
Who was that talk about they FaceTime their dog? Was that you, Natalie? Do you FaceTime your dog? No?
No, it wasn't me.
Maybe it was somebody in the audience. You don't FaceTime your dog, right there?
Nah, I FaceTime my mom and she'd be like, Coop over there, but Coop don't like the phone. Coop don't look at the phone. He don't do that shit.
Yeah, he's not supposed to.
I think it was.
And that's weird to just shove a phone in his face, like, look.
Maybe he'll recognize my voice. Coop. And he don't. And I go, yeah, that was stupid.
I think it was Karen. Karen Feehan.
Karen Feehan?
Oh, yeah, I think she talked about it.
FaceTiming the dog. Like, she'll call her mom to talk to the dog, and the dog has no idea.
Well,
a
lot of girls that do OnlyFans are very loyal to their dogs. They're the only ones that don't want to fuck them.
Wow.
And even sometimes they'll hump a leg. But...
Yeah, girls
part,
ignore that when the dog's
some
trying
to of fight. The greatest hoes I've ever met love the shit out they dog. Like
big dogs or little dogs, though?
Big dog.
Really?
It'd be a big dog, or it's a dog they got to go in the fucking forest to walk.
Yeah.
They love, whores love. I'm just joking.
Whores love a big dog?
Whores, like, I won't even say whores.
Derek's merch catalog is about to be insane.
Yo.
I'm from the burbs, nigga. Whores love big dogs.
Yeah. But nah, and I won't even say whores. Sweet, fun ladies.
I've been watching
fun
you
lady.
Been trying to choose your words carefully lately.
Hey.
This has been funny. Like, hey, I've watched you stop yourself. She's a fun lady.
Yeah, because I say why. Because we like those chicks. And that's such a mean word for a chick that for the girls that we think are fun.
Yeah.
So fun lady kind of comes off like, all right, I'm not going to play the feminist game, but I see where the fuck y'all coming from.
Interesting.
I'm never going to say sex worker. That's never going to form in my head to say.
Yeah.
You a hooker, you a hoe. But I see why you be like mad, because we be like, yo, we're the hoes. So fun ladies just make me go, okay, that's a fine. That I like saying that.
Yeah.
And we know what that means.
Yeah.
So
he pulled it off. Dylan, I don't even know if you actually have this clip, man, available.
It's a fun lady.
But I watched you pull that off on Fox 5 DC when they asked you a question about Kim Kardashian. He goes, she's a fun lady. Like,
I was like, I don't doubt
it. You watched him chew up the word, whatever you were thinking,
yeah,
and you chewed it up, and fun lady. And that
fun
is,
lady, and that's what came out.
Yeah, man.
And fun lady, nobody can get mad at that.
Nope.
Nobody can get mad at fun lady, because I'm being absolutely honest. She's probably a fun old girl. That girl, fun. Hear me?
With like a little bit of perverted uncle undertone on it. That's a fun old girl.
That's
there.
A fun old girl right there.
Uncle Derek says, that's a fun girl.
It's a fun girl.
Just waiting to happen. That looked like a fun, that's what your uncle's saying. Oh, that looked like a fun girl.
Like a fun girl right there.
That wife of yours looks like a fun young lady.
A fun lady. Fun. That's all I can say. Because after all the girls we done had on this show, Thanksgiving, when we brought that goofy chick that was your friend, and she came on here and fucked up everything.
It's time for some celebrity.
All right, let's watch.
This morning, we are bringing in celebrity help. Comedian Derek Gaines is live at the D.C. Comedy Loft this weekend, but he's joining us first to dish live this morning. Derek, come on out.
So anybody that watches, watch the outfit.
Pause this. Dylan, give them the backstory on how this happened here.
Yeah.
So I'm sleeping on the couch. Derek has his own room. Dave's in another hotel. I wake up to a phone call. Derek taps me and goes, hey, man, I'm going to go put money in the meter of the car. I go, all right, go back to sleep. Phone call rings. Hello, it's the downstairs lady.
This is on the room
lady.
Phone.
Yeah, it's on the room phone. The downstairs lady goes, hi, someone's here to interview Derek Gaines. I go, all right, I'll let him know. Hang up. Go back to sleep. Pass out. 20 minutes later, I get up. I'm in the bathroom. I go, you know what, let me text Derek. I haven't seen him. Text him. As I text him, hey, man, you have an interview. Someone's waiting for you downstairs. I hear him walk out of the room and goes, what? I got an interview? I got to go right now.
I was on the phone with my girl.
Yeah. So Dylan, if 20 minutes passed because Dylan thinks he's outside putting money in the meter.
I'm waiting for him to come back into the room.
Nah, I had been came back.
He's in the bedroom.
In them shorts.
Right. So keep in mind, there is a guy who's been waiting in the lobby of the hotel for about 25 minutes to drive Derek to an interview.
What he thinks is a radio show. What I think, explained to everyone.
And even in the email, it was TV. And I was like, yeah, whatever. I didn't even see it. I saw it and I was like, Fox 5, whatever the fuck. Radio show. So, I don't know why I thought radio show in my head, but go ahead.
So this is Fox Morning News, Washington, D.C. Like, right there with the weatherman. Their city's anchorman, their Ron Burgundy.
These two homies are sitting in a hotel with free TV, sleeping and not watching him.
We didn't know. We didn't know.
I didn't know either.
But it was,
I didn't
so
give a fuck. I was like,
Derek ends up going on television on Fox in our nation's capital, wearing shorts with coffee stains on them, a denim jacket,
and a Celine hat.
And just proceeded to give the most cavalier Bill Burr-esque interview.
Hey, there we go.
What's going on?
My mic hanging, mic wires hanging. You better go, boy.
That kind of morning. Yeah, I was looking at you. Yeah,
calves out.
That's when we saw when we walked in.
These are pretty hard to get.
Are y'all looking at them? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, those joints are nice.
That's what happens when you're a celebrity and you got connections. Yeah.
Very.
Wait, so what's a good time for you? Next time we'll move the show down a little bit for you.
11:35.
11:35.
On the money.
It's okay. Very exact.
25 minutes before 12. Just just something I can.
So it's still morning.
Yeah.
Technically, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's bright. It's bright and early.
His energy is so different from theirs. Right. He looks like you were asleep in the car.
I was like, man.
I'm feeling about the show.
Okay.
Tall attitude in a short towel.
Yeah, I'm like, all right. I'm like,
okay.
And it's, and you know, we're all, these, you know, a lot of gods came from here. Martin came from here.
Wait, why is it bouncing all around like that? Are you doing this to protect the?
I'm trying to find the.
Can't wait to hear what you think about this.
Hold on, say it again. Pause it. What are you
trying to find? The Kim Kardashian part.
Move up to the thing. We'll talk over that. But yeah, just having
talk over this shit
and bounce. You know, you gotta let us know what you're doing. You know, no, it's all good. You know, just making radio because it was confusing. It's confusing for the listeners at home.
Yeah, it was a wild time.
Jumping, bouncing all around. Yeah, but the lady was, they were up and perky. It was weird, too, because I didn't realize they had two, like, black people.
It's D.C.
Yeah, I guess so.
Chocolate City.
Chocolate City. Yo, I put my girl on the chocolate rain last night. She didn't know what that was.
Chocolate rain.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. Y'all don't know about chocolate rain?
What the fuck is chocolate rain?
Oh, fuck, dude. Natalie, you know about chocolate rain, right?
The YouTube video
one? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. It's a classic YouTube.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Is it, like, Unforgivable?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not spoken word. It's just a guy singing a ridiculous, like, 7-minute song about chocolate rain into a microphone, but he doesn't look like he should sound like that. It's like one of the first things to ever go viral. Like, if you was on YouTube early, you know what I mean? This is, like, early before you, like, you would come to YouTube and not know what the fuck you were even going to look for that day. But you know what I mean? YouTube was wild back then. But we would go. Hey, fans over the age of 21, I want to tell you about MePod, our newest vape pen sponsor. Now, as a warning, these products contain nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Now, I can tell you, I'm not a vape user, but the people in the network who are into vaping can't shut the hell up about MePods. Lots to talk about all the flavors and the quality of the MePod devices. So for all you vapers out there, I want to tell you about the products available at MePod.com, because if you are a smoker or a vapor, you're going to love these.
The new MePod 2.0 is the best refillable vape on the market today. Vapers can refill with any vape juice flavor that they prefer. Long-lasting battery and a small, sleek design. MePods have a wide variety of disposable vapes available for MePod.com, including top-selling brands like Vaporlax, or Draco, or Hyde, and Air Bar. I think fans of disposables would really like the new Draco disposable vape, which lasts for, get this, 6,500 puffs.
Ain't that
something crazy? 6,500 puffs. MePod has a wide variety of vape juice options. Make sure you get your vape juice. You want your good juices with your MePod, see? And MePod also has a wide variety of vaping options for, get this, 420 consumers. THC. Lastly, MePods. Is it MePods?
MePod.
MePods. Okay. Has fast shipping, with most orders shipping on the same day. And if you're a vapor or a smoker, you'll love MePod and supports our show by going to MePod.com. And if you use promo code NNFA, that means no need for apologies. MePod.com, if you use promo code NNFA, you're going to get 20% off. Yes, once again, that's MePod.com. And if you use promo code NNFA, you get 20% off. Let's get back to the show.
Cool. Didn't find it at all there, Dylan.
All right.
I'm done. This is it.
There comes a point in terms of Kanye and what he's been doing that just crosses the line from funny, lighthearted to, where are you on that?
But we know Kanye crosses lines. But Pete's such a soldier with his comedy, he kind of just rolls off his shoulders. Mm-hmm. I'll be talking to him. Rolls off his shoulders.
Good. Okay.
He goes, well, this is the life that chose me. Okay. And he gracefully kind of just walks through it. I mean, he kind of knows what to get. He's been preparing for this his whole career. Because, you know, he's just that guy. He's like, if you watch Seinfeld, he got the Kvorka, man.
Okay.
Women are just drawn to him. So the dudes around him.
What do you think it is?
Look, here she go. Look.
Ariana Grande was one of them. Kim Kardashian, and the other one is escaping me.
Pause it real fast.
Davidson.
All women know the track record. Isn't that amazing?
All of them do.
They all. What is it? Because he had and that's how women value men,
through all the pussy they got.
Right. Wait a minute. Because I follow that girl. Did she fuck him?
A lot of ask that question.
She fucked him, and she fucked. Should I be fucking him? Like that's
exactly. That's what that is. Should I be fucking him? Watch, and I ask her. Right. And watch, I ask her. Watch.
He's a cool inked up kid. You know, just he takes everything in stride. You know, girls go, he's so chill. He's so laid back, and he's cool. Because I used to be we was roommates like 10 years ago.
Oh wow. Okay.
And even back when he was 19, girls was just like, they was all, I just want to be around him. He's got the Kevorka, man.
Okay.
He's got the lure of the animal.
Okay.
Okay.
And here goes the second
one. Yeah, no. She's thinking about it.
What did he say about Kim Kardashian? What did he tell you about Kim Kardashian?
She's bad. She's a pretty, pretty, pretty fun... cool lady. That's it. Cool lady, man. I was like, I don't doubt it.
She's a pretty fun, cool lady, man.
Please. Dylan, can we make shirts that say fun lady? And then we just have people buy them for their girlfriends.
Fun lady, man.
Put it on them. The girls will have
fun
no
lady.
Idea what
she's
these shirts
a fun
mean.
Lady.
She's a fun lady, man. Here, take a fun lady
and
t-shirt.
That's what I'm saying from now on. She's probably a fun lady, man. Because...
Oh my God, I'm getting jerseys made that say Fun Lady on them. Fun Lady, number 69. Fun Lady.
Fun Lady. All these fun ladies in here, man. This shit's crazy, man.
Go ahead, play it a little more because she asked more about Pete.
I want you to see the girl. Watch what the lady does.
I don't doubt it.
She goes back to the topic. Watch.
I bet.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, I mean, it might be hard to walk in it, but she looks good.
Yeah, man. If not Kim, who, right?
Right.
Who else? Wear the caution ones, yeah.
I will say, people underestimate when it comes to women and men how attractive it is when a man is one funny.
She came back to it.
Just laid back and chill. So the Pete Davidson thing is.
You want to talk to him?
I'm happily married.
I'm fitting him up.
But I can hook him up with a couple of my friends. Yeah. What he's right, done cool with Kim that. Kardashian.
Yeah, and even the concept of hooking him up with she's a couple panicking. Of my friends.
Look how panicked she got.
Well, even the concept of hooking him up with a couple of my friends, is there any way I can get close to it? Can I get close to it? Maybe? Yeah, give it. Yeah, maybe my friend can do it and then she'd tell me about it because I want to know. I want to know! Jesus Christ.
They want to know.
They want to know.
They want to know.
And they only want to know because they all keep doing it.
Yeah.
What makes it so good?
Yeah.
Gotta have. These are the same women that stand in line for cronuts. I should have one.
It's like a croissant and a donut mixed together. That's gotta be. I get it. That's fly shit, man. I'm glad we went over that.
Fun Lady, man. Yeah.
Fun Lady.
I like that. That'll be the name of this.
Natalie, one. Is that okay? Fun Lady? Fun Lady.
I like Fun Lady.
Fun that's Lady.
Yeah. Like that. That's Fun Lady. Lesbian approved. Let's go.
You're the most polite you can be.
Especially when girls now, they confess to sucking so much dick. They confess to fucking all the time.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm
so
like.
Now we have to change it to. Love a good fun lady.
Love a fun lady. Love a fun lady,
love
man.
Love a fun lady. Oh, my God. Ladies.
Chicks are so liberated, I would never use the whole word.
When you come out, matter of fact, when you come to a No Need show, if you want us to just introduce yourself, hey, I'm Deborah, and I'm a fun lady. Well, all right.
You a fun lady, huh?
This is a great way for women to just say, like, hey, by the way, available.
Yeah. Nice little code, because there was some weirdos in D.C. that were just like, like, okay, I don't know what that means.
They was trying to
I don't know
fun.
What that means when you just stare at me.
But they was weird.
So, and it'd be weird because you find out, oh, they knew the show. Okay, I didn't realize you knew the show. So if you know the show and you're down, just say, hey, I'm a fun lady.
I'm a fun lady.
It's a nice little code word.
Code.
It's like inviting people up for a cup of coffee after a date.
I'm a fun lady.
You want to come up for a cup of coffee? I'm a fun lady.
You're a fun lady.
Oh, wow.
She's a fun lady.
No need for apologies.
No need for apologies. Come over.
So it's a one-track bye, man. It's been a fun show, man. Let's get on out of here, man. Derek, you already know where to find Derek online.
Yeah, man. It's the same stuff. I'm going to put the new dates up. We got dates. I'm trying to build more of a trip for us.
Stay tuned.
I got October, but we stay tuned. I'm going to try to get some
but
shit before
in the
that.
Meantime, I will work on the live stream for Black Ass, so be on the lookout for that. Come to that every Sunday. Dylan, say goodbye to the people.
Guys, follow me on Instagram at Dylan J. Negri, and if you're watching this on YouTube on Sunday, go check out my podcast, Doped Up and Dying.
All right, Natalie, say goodbye to the people.
You can follow me on Instagram at Natalie DeChico Edits. If you're sober, trying to get sober, you should follow Seltzer Squad and listen to Doped Up and Dying.
No doubt. Derek, say goodbye to the people, man.
Hey, you know what it is. It's Derek the Great Boy Gaines. Diversify y'all bonds, like the jizz I had said. And make sure y'all keep watching No Need for Apologies. Subscribe.
And I'm the guy. Thanks for tuning in. Good night.